Great stuff, Mitch and Justin Enna. That linebacker room, they got pieces, man.
They do, and I think that it's going to be a group that's a strength for BYU next year. And I think that Ben Bywater, he's been sidelined during spring ball, but I think, you know, Ben, you know what you're going to get out of Ben.
Totally.
It's one of those deals with him where, you know, maybe you'd like to see him in fall camp get more snaps, but just get him to the games. He's still relatively inexperienced with Jay Hill's defense, but he's studying it. He's going to be ready to go. You know Ben Bywater's worth 90 tackles.
Yep.
You know, there's no need to risk him in a practice setting. Like, you just know what you're going to get. But I think that this defense and linebackers are going to be pretty good.
Defensive line should be better as well. I caught up with John Nelson earlier in the week. Here's that interview with D tackle John Nelson.
John, it feels like it's been a while since we've seen anybody because there's no games, but you missed some of last year. How does it feel to be back practicing and competing with the team?
It feels really good. You know, I missed, you know, the second half of last year, and I just got a newfound joy and love for the whole experience. So every day I'm out here is a blessing, and I'm just happy to be out here.
We don't need to dwell on the past too much, but how difficult was it from your perspective not to be out there with the guys as they were making that bowl eligibility push?
Man, it was really tough. I mean, that was the first time I've ever missed any games at any level of football. And to see our guys get really close, specifically in two games, you know, it hurt a lot. And just motivated me for next year, well, for this year, and just getting my injuries right and getting better and working on how I can help the team.
Are you 100%? Are you feeling all the way back?
Yeah, I'm feeling 100%. Yeah, yep.
What's it like in spring football with JL? It's your second year. Like, what is the focus defensively for you guys?
We just got to get better from last year. I mean, we made some strides last year. We're going into a bigger conference, and we had some good things, but you know, we struggled with some with consistency, and so we're finding that. And now we're all the guys that are on the field. This is year two in a system, so we're all more trusting, more confident in each other. We all know how we play off of each other, and. Yeah, it's been really good, and we've made some strides.
Sacks aren't the end-all, be-all, and you're a D-tackle, but how do you think this defensive line as a whole can get more pressure, more sacks on the quarterback this year?
We just need to work together as a unit. There was times when we did work together as a unit, and we got some good pressure and ended up getting some sacks. And there was times when we didn't, and those times we didn't, we needed to we saw the repercussions of that, and we saw the negatives of that. So we got to work together, and obviously each one of us had to work on our own craft and find what works for us. But yeah, we're finding that, and we're doing stuff as a unit, and I feel like it's paying off. We've gotten some more. We're looking pretty good here in spring ball, but we gotta figure it out for Saturdays.
John Nelson's our guest here in Cougar Sports Saturday. What was the winter conditioning portion like for you guys, and how has it been different this year from years in the past?
The winter conditioning this year, it was different because it was. Everyone needed everything, right? So everyone needed to be bigger. Everyone needed to gain weight. Everyone needed to get faster. So it was a lot more intense than years past, and it's there was much more of a focus. And I'm not going to say there wasn't a need, but there was a responsibility for each one of the players, and we all felt that, and we all knew that.
How motivating, especially in like the dog days of winter and even coming up in summer conditioning, how motivating is it the way that last year ended as a team to try and get back to being bowl eligible? Is that a big motivating factor?
Yeah, it really is. And you know, I've been here for 3 years, and we went to two bowl games my first 2 years, and so I've never known not going to a bowl game. So it's new territory for me and the guys on my team, and we there was a big focus on, you know, our record last year, how we can get better, accountability, you know, through the players, through the coaches, and through the strength program. They all did a great job of getting that in our heads and getting us more focused as a team.
What stood out last year about Big 12 competition, just as you reflect on the first year in the Big 12?
Yeah, it's just more consistent. You know, each team is really good, and we saw last year that almost everybody can beat everybody on a given Saturday. But it's the teams that are more consistent and more mentally tough that are going to find success in there. So, you know, in years past when I've been here, we played our schedule wasn't as tough as, you know, this one. And it's not an excuse, but we just got to be more consistent, because there's times when we played good and there's times when we played bad, and we just got to find the good and be mentally tough and stay in it.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, John, but this is your second year as a D-tackle, right?
Yeah, I played D-tackle a little bit my first year, but my second year.
So second year with Coach Bauua, what's he like as a position coach?
He's great. I mean, I can't say any more good. I can't say enough good things about him. You know, and as far as you know, defensive line and defensive tackles goes, this is you know one of the best places in the country to be. You know, you're getting coached by Coach Paul, who was a captain for the Jets for a number of years, was you know the top of his game in the NFL. He's seeing it all. He's seeing all the snaps. He's been coaching this defense. He played in this defense, and in addition to Coach Gary Anderson in our room, we're getting better by the day.
Not as many new guys in the roster as there was last year. Last year it felt like, man, almost half the team turned over. A lot more continuity this year. But who are some of the new names that have stuck out to you in spring ball so far?
Jack Kelly, he's been a real game changer. I mean, he's coming from Weber and knows Coach Hill's system. And, yeah, he's kicking tail. Let's see. Gary Bohan is doing real good. They're in a quarterback battle, and he's come in after having his struggles and going through who he's gone through, and he's come out and balled out. And who else is new?
Not as many guys as last year. Is that nice to have more continuity this year?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, like I said, it adds more to our confidence in each other and playing off each other with the defense specifically. I know the offense is going through a new O-line thing right now, so they're figuring it out, but. I feel we're getting a lot closer as a team, and it's been great.
All right, there you go, defensive lineman John Nelson. News, traffic, and weather coming your way. We'll keep doing some football on the other side.